under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Friday, January 2nd, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys so very much. Good show yesterday. Didn't replay this morning. We, for some reason, engineering studio rebroadcast Wednesday show instead of New Year's Day from 6 to 9 this morning. I apologize. Because we really did have a good interactive show. Lots of folks sharing their goals, New Year's resolutions for this year, 2026. We are so excited. It's going to be a phenomenal year. And we're excited. It's going to be fun. So, had some pretty exciting bowl games, some surprises, some upsets. Alabama got smoked by Indiana. I was so happy. Big Ten school, number one in the country. Their quarterback, the Heisman Trophy winner, Mendoza, just played a perfect, flawless game. Unbelievable. Beat Alabama 38-3. I loved it. Just absolutely smoked them. So, yes, we had some fun yesterday. Miss Vicky made some of her cheesy sausage balls. She was watching the Rose Bowl parade while I was doing the show. And then we watched football the rest of the day. It was fantastic. Had lots of fun. But we hit the ground running today. And we are excited because we've got a bunch of guests, a bunch of folks running for office. History lesson in the second hour. We're excited. Absolutely excited. Can't wait to get to all of it. Text line is open, as usual, 231-360-5140. If you've never texted me before, please do so. Tell me your first name and what area you're listening to 97.7 FM. I'd like to find out where our listening signal is reaching new listeners. So if you could, text me, 231-360-5140. Just say, Scott from Rudyard. Let's just do that. On 97.7 FM, WCHY, greatly appreciate it. Also, want to mention that we have absolutely planned a big party for the 4th of July. You can't say I haven't given you enough advance warning about this one. It's going to be great. It's a big 250th birthday of America party at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan. Right there in Clare County off of 115. It is going to be a fantastic event, and I want you to mark it on your calendar. 4th of July, you're spending it with our Patriot Voice Radio Network family. We've got some great acts coming. We've got some food. We've got fireworks. It's going to be a blast. So, yep, we're excited. We're looking forward to you guys being part of it. Mark your calendars for it. 4th of July, 2026, 250th birthday party for America is going to be an awesome party at Liberty Mountain USA. And we will get you the details as soon as it's all locked down. We start promoting it, start selling tickets. You're going to want to get your tickets as soon as possible because this is going to be a blast. Absolutely looking forward to it. 2 weeks later, of course, Saturday, July 18th, Fun Shoot Pig Roast in Central Lake, Michigan. So two events in July, folks, already on your calendar. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment on Friday, January 2nd. Joining us on the line right now is Justin Michael. He's a candidate for Congress here in the 1st Congressional District in the Republican primary on August 4th this year. I got to change it, Justin. I got to go from next year to this year. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sir. And had an opportunity to talk with you over the weekend. And you've actually been under the weather a little bit. Why don't you tell the folks what happened?
Yeah, so, you know, it was a fortunate time for me to be under the weather during the holiday season. You know, obviously it ruined the holidays, both the end of Christmas and the early part of the new year. But, I was, you know, fortunate and unfortunate to get the super flu, the H3N2 subclade K super flu, which is spreading rapidly through our district and through Michigan. And it's, I'm telling you, it's been an interesting experience. And, you know, I don't share that for sympathy, you know, just want to get people in the district to understand the importance of being prepared for the flu season. It's what doctors have said, probably going to be the worst flu season since we had COVID. Emergency room visits are up 70% right now at our local hospital, and they think that that's going to continue to increase. The next time that Michigan releases its report is going to be on January 5th after the holidays, but since the last time that they had released a report, they said that it increased 140%. So when you're looking at those numbers, the H3N2 is a influenza A, and I learned a lot about that. And that process and experience of it was brutal. I mean, my symptoms have lingered now for 8 days. The first 5 days were absolutely terrible. It comes on really quick. You get about a 6-hour window from the time you start feeling sick to the time that you are completely bedridden, and those temperature changes and influxes in your body are horrific. It's the worst I've felt definitely since COVID. I ended up on the fifth day going to the emergency room, getting fluids, getting medication. You know, I'd gotten to that point where I was just so weak. I just needed some extra assistance.
Now, how did you feel? Where were you at? Who did you come in contact with to initially get exposed to the virus? Were you in grocery stores? Were you at an event? Or people talking with people? How was it that you think you got exposed to it?
Yeah, well, as you know, on the campaign trail, you know, we were getting ready to wind it down for Christmas time because we made a point not to be out during the holidays to interact with people, because mainly we want to spend time with family and we wanted to give people the space to spend time with their families. It's not really
sure.
A time to politic. It's a time to, you know, get close to God and Christ and also spend time with your family and those you love. And when you know you're going to be on the campaign trail every day for the next 8 months, hopefully the next 11, you look at that and you say, I need to spend time with my family in this short period of time. Well, I was coming back from an event, a meet and greet in Traverse City, and I, on my way home, it was a little bit later at night. I was like, man, I don't feel very good. And you know, it's one of those things, you just feel it in your body. But I've been on the road for the last 9.5 months.
Sure.
So I'm tired anyway. In my mind, I'm like, I know I got this holiday space to get some sleep and some rest. So you're kind of at that road and you set those mile markers because you're not getting that much sleep when you're on the road all the time and you're meeting people. So, and that'll be something we'll talk about, you know, the grind of the campaign trail, because it's
sure. Hard, but, absolutely.
But you're coming home and you start feeling it. And I told myself, I'm like, yeah, I just don't feel good. But you know what? Instead of stopping at either the local grocery store to go to the pharmacy or stopping at a pharmacy on my way home, I'll just wait until tomorrow. And I'm going to tell people that's listening right now, do not wait to get the provisions that you need to fight this before it comes. Like, go out, if you're healthy right now, go out and get whatever home remedies that you have or that you know of, any medications you think you may need, ibuprofens or Dayquil and NyQuils or whatever it is that you use to fight off the fevers and the headaches and the aches and pains, anything, you burners, whatever you think you can keep down if you get sick, if you have to, you know, obviously vomit or have diarrhea, go get that stuff before. Because by the time I got home, I got in bed, I woke up in the middle of the night and I was spent, and I had to wake up the next day and try to drive myself into town, get the medication, get some things that I thought I might be able to eat, like saltine crackers and stuff, and then get back home. And I, you know, my the roads were terrible at that time, but my home's 22 miles from the nearest town, and I was exhausted physically, to the point driving where I'm like, do I need to pull over and take a nap?
Wow.
And yeah, wow. And for someone who's 43 years old, and I feel like I'm in pretty decent shape, and I don't typically get ill, this was one of those illnesses and flus where it just zaps all the energy out of you. You're bedridden for 5 days. You know, you depending on how your body manages the release of fluids, you know, you're in those situations. So, you know, it wasn't necessarily like I shook someone's hand and I'm like, you gave me the virus. You know, it was just, it just comes up on you out of nowhere and you feel it. You feel a little bit less strength. And then all of a sudden, within 6 hours, you're curled up in a ball sweating or in hypothermic state and you're getting temperature controls and body sweats and aches and pains and fatigue. And it's just, it's terrible. And then my,
wow. You know,
my mom calls at the same time and it's like, Justin, I don't feel good. I'm like, oh no. You know, so we're both battling, but there's always a silver lining in things. And I really got to say this. One of the greatest blessings that I've had throughout this process of being ill, you know, I live out in the wilderness, and my neighbors, they're the only neighbors that live here full time year round. And they called me. They're like, we have noticed that you haven't left your driveway in the last couple of days and the cars haven't been started. Are you okay? And I'm like, No, I'm not okay. Like, I'm really not doing good.
Right.
And they're like, oh my gosh, we didn't know. You know, she comes over and brings fresh soup and electrolytes. I mean, it really was a lifesaver. And after 4 days and I could finally, you know, see without blurry vision, you know, I got on and just, you know, wanted to tell people, hey, like, this is real. Don't, I mean, you know, we've had issues, obviously, with vaccines and the misinformation that was put out during COVID. So a lot of people, when they start hearing about the flu or, oh, this is a super flu, everyone's like, yeah, we've heard this before.
Sure.
And they don't want to take it serious. And I understand. I'm one of those people. I mean, my family's had a history of bad things happen through vaccinations. So we've always stayed clear of vaccinations in our family when it comes to the flu virus. And, you know, people say, oh, you need to get the flu shot. And it's like, well, even if you do get this flu shot in adults, there's still only about a 20% success rate that it's going to help. So for the strand, and you're looking at those things, I'm not telling people not to get vaccinated. You do what you want. You know, it's your,
yeah,
your body.
But yeah, but isn't this particular, this K variant?
Super variant. Yeah, yeah. Right.
Isn't this not even in the vaccine for
it's
the
not
flu
in the vaccine
right.
this so,
year?
Yeah, right. No, so it came out after the vaccine. So this variant of it mutated after the vaccine came out. So, you know, everyone who's like, well, I'm vaccinated. It's like, you can run that dice if you want to. And listen, as we get herd immunity, those symptoms are going to start getting knocked down a lot. People are going to be able to have the antibodies built up just from exposure in community virus areas, whatever. But we're at the kind of first part of that, and kids are going back to school soon, and you know, so you're going to get a big exposure, an explosion of it in like the next month, and that's when everyone starts getting out in the communities again and the kids. So, you know, that first wave, which I feel like I'm always a part of no matter what super flu comes out, I get to experience it. And I'm just telling people that are listening, if you take any advice or learn anything from this conversation today, do not sleep on it. Like, go if you need medical help, if you get it, go seek medical attention if you can afford it, or if you got an opportunity to go and see. Don't hesitate going if you can't afford it either, because it's serious. And if you lose a lot of fluids and electrolytes, you know, that can be a life-threatening situation, and you don't ever want to put your life in jeopardy if you can.
Yeah,
you can manage otherwise. But
we are all stocked up. We have ivermectin. We have Gatorade. We have NyQuil Intense Flu. I got a couple of bottles of that already. Have all the vitamins, of course, stocked up, ready to go. But ivermectin is the one that they say will kill almost any virus that's out there. So make sure you stock up on that as well, folks. But basically, your warning is just, hey, you were healthy, you're out there, and bam, it hits you. And
just
literally,
I mean, yeah,
knocked you,
I mean,
on your butt.
Yeah, literally. And I'm going to tell you, you know, this is probably not meant for the radio, but, you know, everyone has their moments of being broken. And I was, you know, laying in bed And I coughed so hard, I ended up having diarrhea all over myself. And I was like,
Whoa. This
is the most inhumane thing I've ever experienced. Like, yeah, right. And, you know, I've always been told when you get older, you know, you can't trust a fart. And apparently I can't trust my own coughs. But, you know, I was in one of those situations where I'm sick and I'm just like, I feel dehumanized, you know, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, if it's this bad, like that was my moment when I realized I think I need to go to the hospital if I can't control myself. So,
yeah.
I was blessed. I had great help. I got to talk to the nurses, all told me that this could last up to 3 weeks. A lot of the nurse practitioner that had it for 3 weeks. Her son had it for 3 weeks. So when you're thinking about that, you know, this
did
is something.
They tell that's you, did leave. They tell you when the you'd stop being contagious?
No, they didn't. And I told myself, you know what, I'm giving myself until I'm not hacking and coughing, and you know, I'm not having the night sweats. I mean, I still every night so far, I still have night sweats. I was able to sleep. My cough is getting a little bit better. I'm still on medication for that. You know, I'm getting a little bit stuffed up. But, you know, I am telling people, you know, just I'll let you know when I feel sick. I'm not going to go out spreading, you know, my germs and cooties to everybody while I'm out there.
Right,
but
right.
I'm, you know, still actively engaged in everything we're doing and all the conferences that I can get on via Zoom or whatever. We'll do that. But it's really important to just get healthy and stay healthy. And I've been so blessed to have people call and ask if they can help and be there for me. It's really enlightening, and it really makes me so proud to be part of the First District, because, you know, like I was talking to you about it, I don't really have Uber Eats or, you know, the food delivery companies that I can call to bring soup and stuff to me. And sure. And up here, you don't need that, because you got neighbors across the street that care about you, or people in the community that hear that you're not feeling well and are willing to drive 20 miles. Todd Smallenberger, for example, met him last year for the first time. He ran for state rep up in your area. And he, you know, he's a war hero, a good dude, Marine Corps veteran, decorated soldier, just absolutely great guy. And his wife called me out of the blue and was like, Justin, I read your post on Facebook. I live in Mayo. I can drive over and bring you over whatever you need. And I'm like, I really appreciate that. You know, my neighbors are looking out. You know, thank you so much. She didn't have to do that. And yeah, I've never spoke to her on the phone, but she read my post, and her husband had my number, and she called. So,
yeah,
you know, that's just the type of stuff that people do in this district, and I'm so proud of that. And I'm so happy and thankful that I live here, and, you know, I'm happy and thankful that I'm running for Congress and to get an opportunity to go out and meet people like that, because it inspires me to be a better person every day.
Yeah,
going out and doing God's work and having that come back to you is awesome. And just being a part of something great like that is incredible. And it's one of my greatest gifts I have, running for Congress. And it's why I want to represent the people who live here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Todd and Lynn Smallenberg are great people. And that doesn't surprise me that Lynn would want to help you out that way. Yeah, they're great people.
Yeah,
well, listen, I'm going to let you go real quick, though. I do have a text message to answer. Can people call or text you? Is there a way for them to reach out to you? Is there a phone
absolutely.
Number you want to use?
Yeah, absolutely. They can call me at 989-889-4333. Or they can text that message too, and I'll respond.
Okay, send that number again real slow.
It's 989-889-4333.
4333. Got it. All right, I'll put that in my phone and share it with the folks as well. Well,
all right,
you get better and get some rest and get strong, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yep, take care, Randy. You be safe. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, sir. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan.